Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, the leaders of both NTA and India Bloc are paying attention to those areas where the second phase of election is to be held. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Sholapur today. Mr. Modi will also hold a public meeting in Pune this evening. Earlier, addressing a public rally in Chimur constituency of Chandrapur district, Mr. Modi said that Maharashtra has attracted largest foreign direct investment. The Prime Minister also talked about the new infrastructure being developed in the state. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi's scheduled rally in Chikhli in Buldhana district was cancelled due to technical issues in his aircraft. MP Supriya Sule addressed a rally in Aheri of Gadchiroli in support of MVA candidates. All preparations have also been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat tomorrow. BJP today accused Congress of conspiring with divisive and conservative forces within a particular minority community for the sake of votes in the ensuing Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that the Congress and India Bloc parties are narrow-minded and that they are even opposed to the upliftment of the minorities. He also said that the main opposition party is aligning with groups opposed to national unity to bolster its poll prospects. The Public Service Broadcasting Day 2024 was observed today in Akashvani Bhavan. The day celebrates the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi's first live broadcast in 1947. The day also highlights the vital role of Akashvani in informing, educating, and promoting cultural diversity across the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's commitment towards the nation. He said that Mahatma Gandhi's message has inspired everyone to think for the good of all. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, DG Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and other senior officers were also present during the event. India has secured a spot in the global top 10 countries in patents, trademarks and industrial designs in the World Intellectual Property Indicators 2024 report. The report reveals significant growth in patent, trademark and industrial design applications across top economies. India continues to solidify its place as a global leader in the intellectual property or IP landscape by showing substantial progress and marking new milestones in IP activity. Public sector banks or PSBs have shown strong performance in the first half of 2024-25 with 11% year-on-year growth. The aggregate business stood at over 236 lakh crore rupees. The Finance Ministry said that major banking reforms were undertaken in the last few years. These include implementation of enhanced access and service excellence, enactment of insolvency and bankruptcy code, and putting in place a robust governance framework. India's retail inflation accelerated to more than 6% in October, up from 5.49% in September of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, MOSPI, inflation in rural areas stood at 6.68% compared to 5.62% in urban regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Pankaj Advani for becoming the World Billions Champion 2024. In his message, Mr. Modi lauded him for his dedication, passion and commitment. The Prime Minister added that his success will continue to inspire upcoming athletes. Ace India cubist Pankaj Advani clinched a historic 28th world title, defeating England's Robert Hall in Doha. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India is facing South Korea at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. After the end of first half, India was leading with a score of 2-1. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia 4-0 in their opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.